All right. Hi there, everybody. I'm Zane DeBulsey. Welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm joined today by Boris Jabez. It's good to have you, Boris. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's a pleasure to have you here. So we're kicking it down here in New Orleans, man. What do you think?
I'm loving it. I thought I came here, you know, to save the Pelicans.
Yep.
but instead, I'm just dancing and eating great food.
Awesome. Awesome. And you're liking the food down here?
Yeah, I love it. It's kind of got that French style, but not quite the same.
Oh, great. Now, you've traveled around, right? I heard you've been, to Southeast Asia? How's the food compare?
Huge fan of Southeast Asia, and I would say the food here compares quite well. It's not quite my favorite. Like, Vietnam is my go-to.
Right.
It's got that combo of French influence.
Ah, a lot of French influence there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So, tell me, C++. Always seems like it doesn't get a lot of play, right? So tell me, what's the deal with C++ today?
It's a shame. It's actually probably the most widely used language in the world.
Really?
It's the number one language used in academia.
Right.
It's one of the most commonly used languages across any kind of corporation. We hear about it everywhere, from IT to large companies to young guys doing programming on small devices, doing very independent kind of work. It's not even just big corporations.
Wow, so everybody uses C++?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know that there's any other language that matters.
So what is the biggest thing going on now in your C++ world? What's the big deal lately?
Well, it's one of the interesting things is there's an amazing diversity of form factors,
right,
of problems that people face. There's unique devices, whether it's battery life, performance, different kind of unique devices that have specific requirements.
Sure, yeah.
That C++ is really necessary. And then I guess the best example would be, if you're trying to take advantage of the most power that you have available on a device, you really got to use as much parallelism as possible nowadays.
Parallelism.
And C++ really helps there.
Now, it's interesting you bring that up. We just had a guest on not too long ago, Richard Campbell, and he was talking about parallelism. Didn't get a chance to dig into the weeds, so I like this C++ specific discussion. Tell me, what's going on in the parallelism?
Well, I'm sure he said it, we believe that the free lunch is over.
Right.
The only way, to really get more and more performance out of your applications is to take advantage of multiple cores. Moore's law is not going to help anymore. And so C++ has always been the language you used to get the most out of your PC in the first place.
Sure.
So what we've done is, both in terms of tools in Visual Studio 2010, we've made it, and as well as language, we've made kind of a lot of enhancements to make parallel programming easier. So on the one hand, if you're using even good old threads in Windows, we've got great new debugging tools. And, at the end of the day, if you're going to do parallel programming, you're going to be debugging.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a sad state of affairs.
Well, I write perfect code.
Of course, yeah, I'm sure you do. or you think.
That's
anyway,
right.
And so we've got these really great, parallel debugger tools. And that's kind of one stage, and that helps kind of all developers, including existing code.
Right.
But now, if you really want to take advantage of the power that's available, we have new libraries and new constructs,
cool,
specifically around parallel tasks. So these are kind of lightweight threads.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really full threads. They don't take on the same cost. They allow you to do cooperative multitasking, which scales way, way more. So you can have 10,000 of these tasks running in parallel. All of this with native C++. And one of the great things we did to enable that is really new language innovation. C++ is 20 years old, but we're still innovating. So in this release, we added Lambda expressions
the language. Lambda expressions.
And so, that's what everyone talks about.
Yeah, we love Lambda expressions.
And Lambdas are great, and they're kind of the cornerstone to doing parallel programming efficiently.
Cool.
It's just the only way to concisely describe what you want to do and package it into a task.
So let me ask you, if we were to do an apples-to-apples comparison, right? Obviously, we know .NET has a huge parallel movement behind it as well.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at, same code running in parallel, C++ versus .NET, is there any performance difference between the two?
Well, I guess academically speaking,
right,
the parallelism will be, it's mathematical, right? So it'll probably be the same. If you have four cores and you have an algorithm that splits four ways, it's going to split four ways whether it's .NET or C++.
Right, okay.
But what we've seen is, there's a lot of scenarios where people are doing things that actually stretch the machine, not just in terms of parallelism, but full on. So I was just talking with a customer who was telling me about you know, they're trying to stream something through the machine and transform it
right.
at like 30 gigabits a second.
Wow.
And, you know, right off the device. They can't allow for anything to sit between them and that data. So a garbage collector would be a major problem at this point in terms of allowing them to do that kind of real-time processing.
Wow.
And when you think about what's happening these days with augmented reality, there's more and more applications actually that require direct access to the hardware
right.
with nothing in between them. So if you couple that with parallelism, then I think there's a lot of scenarios where C++ would be a clear winner.
Yeah, and clearly you mentioned augmented reality, things like high-end graphics,
yeah. a
big deal as well.
I mean, the GPU is now faster than the CPU, right?
Wow,
and
yeah.
it's moving faster than the CPU at this point. In fact, I said, you know, no more Moore's Law.
Right.
You could argue that in the GPU, they're exceeding Moore's Law. but they're highly parallel. So,
yeah,
in fact, the way you program it is also very parallel.
Very cool.
And so we're seeing a lot of interesting things happening in the graphics space, again, with C++.
Awesome. Well, hey, great. I appreciate you coming out.
Thanks.
Thank you, folks. Well, that's all we have time for Bytes by MSDN. We appreciate you coming out. Again, Boris, we appreciate you coming out.
Thank you
for coming. And we'll see everybody next time.